What's good? What's good? We back. Yours truly, Promo Palace, Vlog 50 right here. I'm Paul Pickett, owner of Promo Palace LLC. We're going to title this one, Big Business is a Business. I haven't done these vlogs in a while, so I got to get back in the swing of them. I've been doing my podcast super heavy, and then, you know, a lot of orders on the music promotion company as well. The reason I want to do this one, the music business is a business, because there's just still too many artists that I deal with on the day-to-day. Because I get submissions like every single day. I got dozens and dozens and dozens of people submitting music every single day. Apparently, my email has been sold over and over again. From my email, I had it on my playlists where people could submit, and it started getting flooded, and I took my emails off there and added a Patreon link and whatnot, but I still, like, people were selling my email over and over, which is fine to me. I'm not complaining about it, because, you know, I'm not hurt for customers that way, because artists submit music constantly to me, and I don't have to worry about, you know, chasing customers all the time. But one thing I always notice is these people that are submitting, too many of them think they shouldn't have to pay for kinds of promotion whatsoever. This is a business. It's no different than any other business. Now, the only thing that's different is the way people consume the product of music. Now, people used to actually buy cassettes at one point, and records, wax, as we call it. The CDs came in, and they were buying CDs. But when the digital world came in, it came to the point where nobody really buys a lot of physical copies no more. So most fans consume music through streaming. But there's still, this is the thing, there's still fans out there, like unsigned and independent and underground artists make a lot of their money off of merchandise. Physical product, t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and they're selling. When I went to the Jordan Lucas show, they were selling physical CDs. You know, they're trying to, that's the thing. They're still trying to sell as many physical CDs as they can. And many t-shirts, hoodies, hats. And then you're trying to sell the tickets as well. And so there's multiple ways that people can consume music. So everybody's not just consuming through streaming. And even with that, you still got to build fan base one by one. Like, I would honestly say that if they're not willing to buy a ticket to a show or buy a physical CD or buy a merchandise item from you, they're not a real fan anyways. You know? And in the consumer business, you can't make a ton of money without consumers. This is the only business I know where people think they should be making money without fans. Artists think they should be getting paid shows and don't even have enough fans to fill up a venue that holds 100 people. You know, they haven't sold a single physical t-shirt yet or a physical copy, and they think they should be headlining tours and whatnot. It doesn't work that way. To build consumers in this business, you have to make a lot of content for them to consume. You know, that's another thing. Like, a lot of artists don't make enough content. A lot of artists don't understand that you're not just a musician anymore. You're also a content creator. And you're competing with other content creators, the podcast, the vlogs, other musicians, the Mr. Beast of the world, the Andrew Schultz, the Breakfast Clubs of the world, anybody that's creating content, you're competing with. Because the way content is being consumed nowadays, people, it's only good for so long, because people are consuming so much content day to day, week to week, and month to month, that they're not just going to listen to your song over and over and over and over again, unless you got the greatest song in the world. You know, so a lot, too many artists are thinking you ain't got to spend no money on promotions. They think, like, it's really like a bogus way of thinking. Like, why? It's a business. Every business has to market, promote. You got to spend money on something. If you're not spending money on market promotions, you got to spend a ton of money on creating content. Because you can't just put out average content over and over again and think that's going to work. Now, you could create a lot of content without running ads and make it, but you got to create a lot of content. You got to be dedicated. Like, it's a business, and you're not going to make money off of it at first, you know? And that's another thing. These artists think they should make money out the gate with no fans. No, that's not how it works. The only way you're going to make money out the gate with no fans is buying bot plays or getting on bot playlists. It's the only way. Nobody in the business world makes money without consumers. If I cut hair and I open up a barbershop, people aren't just going to come to the barbershop just because I say so. I have to let people know, hey, I have a barbershop. I'm probably going to have to run a newspaper ad. Might have to run some radio ads. Might have to run a magazine ads. You're going to have to maybe pass out some flyers, something. You're going to have to get advertising out there. Word of mouth is advertising. It's free. It's free advertising, but it's time consuming. And guess what? Time is money. Any way you look at it, you're going to spend money. If you're spending a lot of time creating content, time is money. Time is money. You know, the best way to do it is spend a lot of time creating money and actually put money into advertising it, you know, because that's another thing. When you're not advertising or promoting, you're relying on your content solely to compete with other people's content. And I can tell you right now, based on from what I see as a music promoter, there's a lot of subpar, average, below average music being put out there. You ain't putting out great content or real good content, your content alone isn't just beating other content. It doesn't work that way. And like I see something the other day that one of my clients promoted or posted, that a lot of the top musicians aren't necessarily the most talented. They're the ones that have figured out marketing promotions. I've always said you can sound like the second coming of Nas or Rakim. It doesn't mean much if you don't know anything about this business. That's another problem with this business. Nobody knows how to break music past making the music in this business. They don't understand there's two parts to this business, making music and breaking music. They know nothing about the breaking music part. Some of them, too many of them want to go the cheap route. There's no cheap route to breaking music. There's no cheap, I'm going to say this 3 or 4 times. No cheap route to breaking music. No shortcuts to breaking music. People break music the way they've always broken music. If they were breaking on radio, you paid a shit ton on somebody to break it on radio. If you're breaking on YouTube, you're spending a shit ton like Moray and them to break it on YouTube. They spend around $200,000, $250,000 in ads, and you got cats over here spending $25 complaining about results. Well, you're not going to get $25,000 worth of results for $25, you know? That's another thing. People in this business, their expectations are delusional. They have delusional expectations because they got people around them giving them delusional expectations. You know, this is a business, people. And people sit there complaining about, oh, this trashy artist is making it. This dude has made it and he's trash. This dude is trash and he made it. You know why they made it? Because they spent a shit a ton on marketing promotions or paid influencers. They didn't sit there cry and complain and bitch and say, well, I'm not going to spend no money because I don't fight this, though. Well, okay, but Spotify isn't breaking new artists. Spotify isn't putting unsigned artists on their playlist. And Spotify doesn't dictate what you do on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or Twitter or Twitch or any one of these platforms that people are using to break themselves. SoundCloud. I would argue more people are breaking themselves on AudioMac and SoundCloud than Spotify. Because Spotify is botting up like crazy. Super crazy. And that's why I love TikTok, because you don't got to sit there and I don't got to worry about, is this bots, is this bots, is this bots. I just got to look and see if there's engagement and be like, okay, let's roll with it. You know, so yeah, the music business is a business. Yes, you have to spend marketing promotions. And how much you have to spend varies from artist to artist because your content does make a difference as well. And there's only two kind of budgets that you spend in the music business or any business, what you can afford or what you are willing to spend. Now, I typically recommend that people go off of what they can afford. Because usually when people go off of what they're willing to spend, that means they can afford more than they can spend. Or they can afford more than they're willing to spend. So they're trying to go the cheap route. They're trying to be a cheapskate. And once again, there's no cheap route to making it in the music business. It's a business. It's like every other business. You have to build consumers. And you build them one by one by one by one. And you can't sit there and think that every person who follows you on social media is a fan. Or everybody that listens to your music on Spotify is a fan. Because if they're not willing to pay for a ticket at a show, buy a t-shirt, or buy a CD at the show, or even buy a CD without going to the show, they're not a fanatic. And that's the thing. You got to realize there's different kinds of levels of fans. There's the fanatics that are just the super fanatics. But buy a ticket to the show, buy a t-shirt, a hat, and a CD. And might pay for a meet and greet as well. They might be doing a whole package deal. Spending $100, $150, you know. Then you got these temporary fans. They're only fans while your music is still hot, while everybody else is still playing it. Because I would argue that a lot of streaming fans are like not really fanatics. People that only stream music. But, and I can't argue with them somewhat because it is hard to find great music that's even I would be willing to spend my hard-earned dollars on physical copy CDs. Like when I went to the Jordan Lucas show, me and my cousin went. It was the first hip-hop show I ever took him. Basically, I bought a shirt and ordered a shirt before I went to the show. When I got to the show, I bought him a hat and I paid for a meet and greet for both of us, which was $50 a pop. And we couldn't even stay for the meet and greet because my cousin had to get back to work. But I wasn't, as a fan, I wasn't upset that I spent $50 for meet and greet and I couldn't stay for the meet and greet. As a fanatic of Jordan Lucas at the time, I was cool with it because that's what fanatics do. Now, lately, I could say lately, Jordan Lucas ain't made me too much of a fanatic lately. Now, if he came to Fayetteville for a show, I'd go. Going driving out of town to go to a show. Nah, I'm not that much of a fanatic no more. That's how it works, man. You know, because you can be a fan one day and not so much of a fan tomorrow. Because some of these artists, they get too complacent as well. You know, thinking once you get certain fans that you can just put out whatever you want to put out and your fans are going to love it. And that's not how it works. You got to know your fans, know what they want, know what they demand, know what they like, and you got to give it to them every time, man. So, yeah, the music business is a business. I know a lot of y'all think y'all too good to pay for market promotion, shouldn't have to pay for market promotions because Spotify might be over there telling you you ain't got to pay for playlist ads or you ain't supposed to, but that ain't got nothing to do with advertising on YouTube, paying TikTok influencers, Instagram influencers, YouTube influencers, or advertising on Facebook, or advertising on Twitter, advertising on search engines. That ain't got nothing to do with that. And every artist has to do, you gotta pick a platform and focus on that and put some time and money into that platform. And I recommend YouTube or TikTok, one of the two, YouTube or TikTok. You know, but if you think you're going to go to TikTok and influencers are just going to, you're just going to pitch music to influencers and they're just going to do TikToks just because you're pitching it. Good luck with that bullshit. That ain't going to work because TikTokers are making so much money. They ain't doing nothing free. You know, and that's the thing, man. Y'all, too many of y'all artists think y'all shouldn't have to pay for marketing promotions. Well, I can tell you right now, that ain't working with influencers. And even playlisters. There's so many playlisters out there that are charging as is, even though you're not supposed to. They're charging. Any playlister that knows they got any kind of amount of listeners coming to their playlist, whether they're bots or real, they're charging you. So you can sit there and go off of what Spotify says. Oh, we're not supposed to play for playlist ads. Well, Spotify adds you to the playlist? No, they didn't. So what's your choices after that? Independent playlisters. And I can tell you right now, the majority of independent playlisters are charging. Anybody who's giving you free submissions ain't got no listeners anyways on their playlist. So their playlist ain't going to bring no results whatsoever. So it's a waste of time anyways to submit. Because if you ain't getting no plays or saves from that playlist, it's waste. It's nothing. It's no results. It's not even going to trigger no algorithms because you didn't get a single play or a save from it. So, yeah, y'all can listen to Spotify all you want, telling y'all shouldn't have to pay to get on playlists, but that's not the reality of what's going on. That's not the reality. Playlisters are charging. Any playlister with any kind of listeners is charging, you know. And influencers are definitely going to charge because they're not, you don't got to worry about bots with influencers, most of them, unless you get on Instagram. TikTok, you don't really got to worry about that. But influencers ain't doing nothing for free. Not when they get, that's why they're called influencers. You know, once they get a certain amount of influence, they're charging, you know. And if a cat's getting $100 a post and got people paying 4 or 5 posts a day, why the hell would he be doing free posts anyways? That's $400 or $500 a day just for doing TikTok posts or Instagram posts. And I know cats that are making $1,000 a post and they might be getting 2 to 3 posts a day. That's $2,000 to $3,000 a day just from posts. Why would anybody do anything for free when they can make $2,000 to $3,000 a day doing it? And that's another thing. Like, y'all think, you know, somebody's going to stop making a living just because you send them music? No, it ain't working that way. And ain't nobody making a living off of posting free music and playing and listening to free music all day. free submissions all day. Nobody's making a living off of free submissions all day. Even radio's job is not to listen to free submissions all day. Radio's job is to play music, to play mainstream music, to bring listeners. So listeners bring advertisers. Once again, advertising. No, you can't go to FM radio and get free radio ads unless you're bartering with them and you know somebody on FM radio. You're not going to the TV and get free TV ads from no Spectrum or nothing. So why would you think advertising on the internet's free? Why would you think blogs, you know, are free or influencers are free? And even though playlists are supposed to be charging, they are. The reality is that they are. And I know if I'm advertising anything that's getting any kind of promotion and bringing results, the idea that I'm supposed to pay to advertise and promote it, but you're supposed to benefit the results for free. Oh, hell no. What world is that? Where you reap the benefits of somebody else's hard work, somebody else's budget and expenses. No, that's not the way the world works, man. That's another thing. That's not the way the world works. You don't get to reap the benefits, get free results, why I pay for marketing promotions on something. I pay to advertise my Facebook or my TikTok or my Instagram. You don't get the benefit with free results while I'm paying money to promote. No, you got to chip in, you know, and that's the way it works. So, yes, the music business is a business. You could have people in your ear all you want telling you your music is great. You don't got to pay for promotions. Everybody's just going to pick it up. Well, no, that's not the way it works. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Because until you got a certain amount of fans, just bringing good music brings nothing to the table. I repeat, just bringing good music brings nothing to the table. If you're not bringing actual listeners or actual viewers to something, you bring nothing to the table. That's the way it works in this business world of the music business. It's all about numbers, stats, eyeballs. What are the stats saying? Are you bringing eyeballs, you know, to my platform? Because if not, you bring nothing to the table. Just playing a good song on a platform does not bring anything to the table if it doesn't bring actual listeners or fans. And that's the problem with artists. They don't understand that. That's how radio works. It's your job to bring listeners to radio musicians. It's not the radio station's job. The radio station's job is to bring advertisers. That's why they play mainstream music. Because Drake is going to do his job. Drake's going to bring listeners. Chris Brown's going to bring listeners. Weeknd's going to bring listeners. MC Unknown is not going to bring listeners to the table. And until then, you don't have nothing of value. That's why labels only want to sign artists with established fan base. I repeat, labels only want to sign artists with established fan base. Because they know it's something already established. They know it can make money. Well, maybe we could put more money into it and it can make even more money. But it's a risk when you bring in an artist from scratch. You don't know if he can make money if he doesn't have fans yet. Everybody can't be J. Cole and come in with no fans and bam, start pushing a mixtape and start building a ton of fans, and they go crazy ridiculous. Because it hasn't happened like that since. And J. Cole is from my city, Fayetteville, North Carolina. All right, so we're going to call this a vlog 50. The music business is a business. Just trying to make y'all understand that this is like any other business. You're going to have to spend market promotions on something. Pick a platform and run with it. I recommend YouTube or TikTok. And matter of fact, let's end off with a word from one of our sponsors.
A musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palette. your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady. Check us out, promopalace.biz, your source for all online marketing promotions. I'm glad we got this vlog out the way. I need to get back in the swing of these vlogs. We 50 in. So sounds like a productive day today. We got a podcast done. We got a vlog done. And just remember, the music business is a business, and it's just like every business. It has consumers. So thank you for tuning in. Peace.